Okay, we're up to Perek Yud Ches of Hilchas Sefer Divrei HaYamim. Here, Divrei HaYamim Beis, Perek Yud Ches, and this Perek continues the story of Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat, remember, had everything. And in this Perek, he makes a treaty and gets together with Achav, the first we hear of Malchi Yisrael. Right? This Sefer is not about Malchi Yisrael at all, it's about Malchi Yehuda, but this story has to do with Malchi Yehuda as well. Achav is the king of Yisrael at this time. Yehoshaphat is actually married to a family member, and he's mechutino with Achav, and he goes to Achav, and Achav says, I want to go fight Aram in Ramos Gilead. Help me fight. Could you fight with me? And Yehoshaphat says, okay, but let's go ask some of the Nevi'im. So Achav brings 400 prophets, seem to be Nevi'i Sheker, and he says, look, what do you say? Should we go up and fight? And they say, yes, all go up and fight. Yehoshaphat says, is there any real Navi here? Is there any real Navi? The king says, yeah, there's one, but I don't like him because he always says bad things about me. He's like, bring him. So they get to go, and they bring Michayo ben Yimla, and he comes. And the Nevi'i Sheker start making fun of him. You don't know what you're talking about. This is how we're going to beat Aram. And he says, okay, go, enjoy. And the king says, what do you mean? Tell me the truth. I command you to tell me the truth. He says, you want to know the truth? The truth is that after this war, the Jewish people are going to be scattered without a shepherd. And that's an allusion to the fact that he's saying that Achav is going to die and get killed. And the king of Melech Yisrael said, Achav says, see, he always says bad things about me. He says, he continues and says, yes, I saw Hashem in the Shemayim, and he said, who is going to go and seduce Achav to be able to go to battle? And a Ruach says, I will go, and I put a Ruach in the Nevi'i Sheker's mouths, and they went and testified and said that this is going to happen. Tzidkio, the chief Navi Sheker, goes and smacks Michayu across the cheek and says, you're wrong. This is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, yeah, okay, you'll see. They put Michayu in jail, and they give him a little bread and water. And Achav says, when I get back, I'm going to deal with you. And he says, if you get back, then I didn't prophesy in the name of Hashem. And that's what happened. They went up, and maybe Achav is a little nervous. So what does he do? He switches clothes. He switches clothes with Yehoshaphat. So Yehoshaphat looks like him, and he looks like Yehoshaphat. And Yehoshaphat in battle is saved, and a archer, just out of the blue, shoots an arrow in the air, and it comes down, and he kills Achav. Achav stays standing in his chariot up until he gets back home, and then he falls, and he dies that day. That is the story of Yehoshaphat and Achav. But again, this sefer is all about seeing things from the view of the Malchi Yehuda. So here we go. Let's see how far. It's a longer parak. We'll see how far we can get. Vayehi lo shafat osher v'kava larov. Yehoshaphat had everything. Vayeschatein la'achav. And he was a mechutin. Different days, the Radak here says that he married his son married the daughter of Achav. They were machatanim, and that's why he went down. It sounds like from this pasuk that he just went down for a social visit. Achav goes and shechs many different animals for him. And he seduces him and convinces him to go fight Ramos Gilad. The Gemara in Chulin in the first parak on the Avdalid wonders. It says here that Achav shechted for him, but they had to keep the Torah. Achav shechted. Achav was a mumar. He was a mumar l'avodah zara. You let a shech shechitas mumar is not kosher. So how do you understand that? So unless you say this is according to the other opinion, that shechitas mumar is not a mumar l'chol Torah kula, the Gemara says maybe Ovadia. Maybe he must have had some people shech for him. Must have had some people shech for him, because otherwise, how do you understand that he shechted for him? Others say, other achronim say that he's a pirkei der Belazar. Maybe he did tshuva from his avodah zara. But either way, this is a halachic discussion on Vayizbach lo Achav. And he convinces him, you know, we have to go fight Ramos Gilad. There's a question why he wanted to fight Ramos Gilad. Maybe it was a he previously had thought that it was his, and he had given some lands to Aram. Either way, they were going to go fight. Vayomer Achav Melech Yisrael, El Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda, Hatelechim Yiram Gilad, will you fight with me? Will you go up with me? Vayomer Lo, and he says very strongly, even though Achav is an Ovid of Arzara, Kamoni Kamocha Ka'amcha Ami V'imcha B'melchama. Similar to what we had in the last parak, where he just wanted to, instead of trusting in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he trusted man, and he tries to break the covenant in the previous parak, and here he tries to make a covenant. Yehoshaphat says, on one condition, Droshna Kayama Sadabarzeh, seek out, check it out, if this is going to be successful. Vayikbots Melech Yisrael as Hanavim, so he gathers the Nevi'im, Arba Meos Ish, 400. 400. So the Pashup Shad is that these were all Nevi'e Sheker. They were Nevi'e Sheker. And that's how he gathered them. Vayomer Aleihem, Ani Lecha Ramos Gilead, LaMilchama, Emachdal, should I go to Ramos Gilead? Vayomer Aleihem, and they said, yeah, sure. V'yitenu Elokim b'yad HaMelech, and Hashem will help you. When the Mefarish here says, no, it must be Nevi'e Emes, because it says that they had a Ruach that was given from Hashem. And if they were all just Nevi'e Sheker, then they wouldn't have gotten that. The fact that Yehoshaphat, and based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Yehoshaphat heard them say the exact same thing, and we know Ein Shnei Nevi'im is not a Besignon Echad. Right? Nevi'im, besides Moshe Rabbeinu, don't get a literal letter for letter and word for word Nevu'ah, but they put it into their own words. So if they put it into the exact same words, so it must be that they are lying, that they memorize something, that they're lying. The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Emes LeYaakov, in Parshas Matos, talks about this. He says, by every other Navi, right, there's some personal element that goes into the nevuah. Kishem sheparsufei ha'adam ein adolim zelazeh, kachin deosein shavos. V'im kein, im nishva mishnei anashim eizeh davar, al karchach shekol echad tzorach la'omer b'lashon acheres. If two people are describing an event, they're not going to use the same exact words. They're going to talk about it from their own vantage point. If somebody says, he'ashir, is so-and-so rich, it depends on the person talking. Right? V'nimse, l'fizeh, im nishma me'ela beiz anashim, milos shavos, odos she'elazu, bevadai she'echen meshaker. If the exact same thing, one of them is lying. V'aveinzeh, v'nimse l'fizeh, shekam ishiyot ha'navi, mishtatefes menevuah. The personality of the Navi takes part in the prophecy. And he expresses it. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu did it. There was nothing personal about Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah. It was word for word, letter for letter, exactly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he talks about it there. Moshe Rabbeinu was different. But that's how Yehoshaphat knew that they were lying, whether they were Nevi'e Emes or Sheker. The Mitzudas David said, next passage, Vayomer Yehoshaphat. Ha'ein po Navi Lashem. Oh, there's no real Navi Lashem, or no more. Right? Izevel had killed all of them. So he was wondering if there's no other Navi Shek, Navi Emes. V'nisha me'oso. V'yom Melech Yisrael Yoshafat Od Ish Echad. There's one. L'dros Hashem me'oso. There's one. V'ani senesia, but I hate him. Ki einenu misnabei la'latova. He always says bad things about me. Well, he's always doing averus. Ki kol yamav l'ra'av hu michayahu ben yimla. He's the only one. Interesting that he didn't say Eliyahu Navi. That's a mystery in some of the Mefarshim here. Eliyahu must have run away. He was scared of Izevel, but he's gone. He's not there. So Michayahu is the only one. Vayomer Yehoshaphat al Yomer Hamelakein. Yehoshaphat says, don't say that about Micha. If he's a real Navi, you have to listen to him. You have to know that he's telling the truth. Maybe you should change yourself, not him. Vayikra Melech Yisrael al Saris Echad. So the king says, Vayomer Maher Micha ben Yimla. Go bring him. Go bring him, and I guess he promised him safety. Umelach Yisrael v'Yoshaphat ben Yehuda, Melach Yehuda, Yoshvim ish al kiso. So they were all sitting, Milubashim begadim, v'Yoshvim begoren, they were sitting in the goren, Pesach Shar Shomron, Devim Shatim, whether it was a real goren, or whether they were sitting in a semicircle. V'chol Nevi'im misnabim l'vnei'im, and all the Nevi'im kept saying, it's going to be great, and you're going to win the battle, all these positive, good feelings they're giving them. V'yaslo tzidkio ben kenana. One of the Nevi'e Sheker even made Karne Barzel. He made a metal or an iron horn, right, to Rabbi Merames, the Abarbanel says, because they were from Ephraim, Malchay Yisrael. So he's like Yosef is Karne Re'im Karnov, it says in Zosar Bracha. Vayomer Komar Hashem, and he says, so too, Be'ela Tanagach is Aram Kalosam. This is a remez that they'll get a gore and they're going to defeat Aram. Many are familiar with this pasuk from Bava Kama Daf Beis. They don't know it from Divrei Hayamim or Malachim. They know it from Bava Kama. With this horn, what's he doing here with this horn? So maybe he knows the Ramban. Maybe this Tzidkiyahu knows the Ramban in Lech Lecha that we mention every so often. The Ramban there talks about Poel Dimyon. And that's the sugya of the Maisa Avo Simulabanim, where the Ramban says, when the previous generations do something, sometimes they do a physical action that not only reflects, but even creates a later event. Vida, And that's why Avram Avinu walked on to Eretz Canaan to be Konit. Vidaki kol gzeiras irin kasher tetzi mikol gzeira el poel dimyon. When some potential goes to a physical act, tia gzeira miskayemes al kopanim, it makes it for sure going to happen. V'lachein yaasu hanaviim ma'isa b'nevuos. That's why certain prophets will do actions. Kimamer Yirmiyo shetziva lebarach, like Yirmiyo told Baruch to what to do, to throw the to tie this on over the rock and throw it into the pros, into the Euphrates. V'chenin Elisha b'dichos ro'al akeshes with a bow. V'yirmiyo Elisha, Elisha says shoot that way, shoot that way. V'yiksof, and he gets upset for the stop shooting. That's why Hashem sent Avram Avinu in Eretz Canaan. Va'asalo dimyonos bechal ha'asid lehe'asos bizaro v'havein zeh. He did this in order to be merames what's going to happen to the children in the future, and maybe that's what Zidgio is doing here. He knows about this concept of Paul Dimyon, so maybe he's trying to create it with this Karen. V'chal ha'nevim nibben kein lemar, and they're all saying alei ramos gilad v'atzlach. You will be victorious. And keep in mind, this was just a number of years after Eliyahu Bahar Carmel. Not so long ago, with the 400 Nevi'i Habal and the fire coming down from Shemayim. But inspiration, I guess, doesn't last too long. And even Achav wasn't inspired anymore. So all the Nevi'im were saying, Alei, Vatzlach, V'nasan Hashem, Yad HaMelech, Hashem will give you over. V'hamalach asher halak likro l'micho, the messenger, Diberi lav leimar. The messenger came to Micho and says, the king only wants to hear good things. Hine divri ha-neviim pe'echa tov el ha-melech. All the other neviim are talking positively. V'hino devarcha k'ach mehem. Please be like them, v'dibar tatov. The messenger says, do this. V'yomer Micho, Micho says, Chai Hashem, I swear. Ki es asher yomar elokai, oso adaber. Kind of sounds like Bilam in the positive. I'm only going to tell you what Hashem says. V'yovo el ha-melech, v'yomer ha-melech, elav. Micha. What should we do? And he says, Alu v'atzlichu. Go up. Alu v'atzlichu. V'yinotnu b'yetchem. And it will be given in your hands. So he does not say Ko Amar Hashem here. The Besudas David says, Me'atzmo amar lo bibracha. Halavai shetatzlichu. Halavai v'yim sfirim shetatzlichu. Halavai you would be successful. Or he says, maybe it's sarcastic. Oh, sh'amar b'la'ag v'hitul. Kisigno nevie habal. He's just like copying them. Or he is mimicking them. Yeah, he quotes their words. Alu v'atzlichu, v'yinotnu b'yetchem. V'yemer lev ha-melech. The king says, Akama pe'amim ani meshbecha. I swear. I make you swear. Asher lo tedaber elai rak emes b'shem Hashem. Tell me what Hashem says. What do you mean? There's an isser of kovesh nevuasa. So how could he not have told him what Hashem said? The answer is Hashem never told him a nevuah to give over. Remember, nevuah is from the word nivsvatayim. Nevuah is a vision that Hashem tells somebody to give over to Klal Yisrael or to a king. Here, Micho was never given a vision to give over. The king wants to know what's going to be in the future, so he's asking him to tell him. But it's not that he was given over a vision. That's what the Malbim says in Malachim, that he wasn't given over a vision. He's just saying, tell me. Vayomer, so he says, okay. Ra'isi es kol Yisrael nefotzim al ha'arim. I see the Jews scattered on the mountains. Katzon asher ein lehem ro'eh. Like a sheep without a shepherd. Meaning, the king is not with them. Vayomer Hashem lo adonim la'ele. The king says, there's no master to these. There's no master, the Mefari says. That's a simon. She'yahare gamelech. Ava Yisrael yeshuvu ish labesu l'shalom. Some say he was the only one that was killed. The only one. Lo adonim la'ele, there are no masters. Yeshuvu ish labesu b'shalom. Everybody else go home. Vayomer melech Yisrael Yehoshaphat. The king, Achav turns to Yehoshaphat. He says, see? Instead of looking at himself and saying, oh. Halo amarti elecha lo yisnabe alai tov kiyem l'ra. I told you. Vayomer. And Michaiah continues. Lachain shimu dvar Hashem. Ra'isi es Hashem yoshev al kiso. V'chotzo Hashemayim omdim. Al yimino smalo. I saw the heavenly court. Vayomer Hashem, mi yifateh es Achav melech Yisrael. And I saw them, and they were discussing who was going to be mefateh, who's going to go seduce Achav and to convince him to go to battle. V'yal v'yipol b'ro meskilad. Let's get him to go to battle, and he will die there. Right? That's what they're trying to do. Vayomer zeh omer kachav de'rakachav. And they each said, this one and that one, they're trying to come up with different plans. Vayetzeh haruach, and a certain ruach goes out. According to Chazal, Sanhedrin, this was the neshama of Navos. The neshama of Navos, who Achav and Izebel had killed. They wanted his vineyard. They hired false witnesses to testify that he was married by Malchus, and they had him killed. So it was the spirit of Navos that went and wanted the revenge. Vayamod lefnei Hashem, vayomer ani afatenu. I'll go. Vayomer Hashem elav bama. Hashem says, okay, what are you going to do? Interesting conversation. What's going on here? Hashem knows everything. But he says, vayomer etze vayisi l'ruach sheker b'fi kol neviyev. I will go and I will be a ruach sheker. I'll give falsehood into the mouth of all of his prophets. Vayomer tifateh. So Hashem says, go. Tsei vasei kein. Chazal say tsei, that means even though you're doing a good thing and you're punishing him, but, you know, tsei, maybe novos, the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuf Bentes, he went out of the mechitza because he was, this is what he wanted to do, nekama. Interesting, the Rambam in Hilchos wrote Seach in Perek Dal Alachates. He discusses that there are many terrible averis, but there are certain averis that destroy society. The worst avera is murder. Says the Rambam, the only time you find a chazal of a kippah, of jail, of putting somebody in jail, even based on circumstantial evidence, because you can't put him to death, you only find that by ritzicha. Even though there are some that are more chamor than murder, in terms of their personal objective chumra, there's no destruction of the societal, so the world, more than murder. They're not the same. How are you, Russia Gomer? If anybody has this sin, it's a murder. He's a Russia. All the mitzvahs on the other side of the scale will not balance this out. And how do you know that? Tseyu lamad me'achav. Oved avodizara. Achav. Shahari nemer bo. Rak lo yia ka'achav. You shouldn't be like, Achav was terrible. Ukshinistra avonosav tzchiyasa lefei alokei aruchos. What Avera did him in ultimately? Lo nimsa avon shachivu klia, v'lo hayasham davar acher shachakul kenegdo, elad bei navos. Shneba vateitse haruach v'tamod lefnei Hashem. Zu ruach navos, v'nemala tefate v'gam tuchal. Our pasuk, yeah, right? The ruach navos, that's what ultimately punished him. V'ara yu hu arasha lo harag biyado el sibev. And he didn't even kill, he hired people to kill. Kal v'chomer lo harag biyado. That's what we learned, the power of this Avera. So Navo says, I'll go out, and I'll put the Navi Sheker. So that's what he does. So now, Michayhu goes and says, so you hear all this, all these words, Nevuah Sheker, this is what your Nevi'im are saying. Hashem said that this is what's going to happen to you. What's going to happen? Interesting. It's Mida Keneged Mida. Achav hired false witnesses in order to kill Navos. So the falsehood, you know, is what sent him into battle. Vayigash Tzidkiyo bekrano, Tzidkiyo, the lead Navi Sheker, comes, vayachas Micho ben Alechi, he smacks him on the cheek. Vayomer, Eizad erech avaruch Hashem iti ledaber oscha. No, that's wrong. Vayomer Micho, hincha roe bayomahu, asher tavo cheder becheder lechave. You're going to have to hide. Yes. Hello? Hananya? You, Tzidkiyo, are going to have to hide because afterwards they come back from battle, then they're going to want to kill you. Put Michahu into jail. You put him into a jail. Give him some bread and water until I come back in peace. If you come back in peace, then I'll admit. If you come back, everybody listen to this deal. If he comes back in peace, then I'm a liar. But if not, not. So some of the Mefarshim say, how does he know for sure? We know the Rambam says that a nevuah ra could be nefach latova if somebody does tshuva. And here, so the Mefarshim say no, because now it's a nevuah latova. Because when he gets out, if he doesn't come back, then he's going to get out of jail. So now it's a nevuah latova for Michahu, and therefore there's no changing it. What happened? Vayal Melech Yisrael. It's in singular. Melech Yisrael, Achav and Yehoshaphat go. Why in singular? Maybe Yehoshaphat was just dragged. He didn't really want to go. Or maybe it means they both went. The Navi didn't tell Yehoshaphat not to go. That's why he went. They went up. Vayor Melech Yisrael, Yehoshaphat. And the Achav says, Hischapes uvo v'melchama. Like we said, switch clothing. Maybe he thought he could get out of the Gzeira. Maybe he was Choshesh a little bit. And Vayischapetz Melech Yisrael, they come, and the king of Aram says, only get the king. Only get the king. That's what I want. Maybe he thinks that if he gets the king, that everybody else will run away. So they see Yehoshaphat. Vayim Amru Melech Yisraelu. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vayizak Yehoshaphat. Yehoshaphat cries out. Chazal say they David. If you look in the Tosefta in Sota, in Yud Beis, the pasuk says that Yehoshaphat was really Chayiv Misa for being Meschaber LaRasha. And yet he davened, and right when he davened, he was saved. Vashem azarov, vayisiti melakim imenu, and they went away. And they realized it wasn't him. Vayikiros rotzari rechav, ki lohaya melech Yisrael. And they realized it wasn't the right guy. Vishma shapa catches Latumo. Meanwhile, somebody just shot an arrow aimlessly. Vayachas melech Yisrael, and it killed him. Vayomer larakov, hafoch yadcha. Quickly, take me out of the battlefield. Vosianim inamacha ki achlesi. Quickly, he forced himself to keep standing, till he got out of the battlefield. Chazal say he got rewarded for that because he didn't want people to lose faith. Umelech Yisrael hayamamid b'merkava until the end. Vayamas leis bo hashemesh and Achav died. So again, this whole story is not from the standpoint of Achav because this is a Melech Yehuda sefer divrei hayamim, but we have this because of the connection to Yehoshaphat. Okay, we'll stop here.